The state's making progress on its proposal for the Lake Powell pipeline, but now it's asking to pause its federal license long enough to get an answer on a crucial question. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The state spent more than a decade and $32 million to get the pipeline application ready. So the Utah Division of Water Resources was pleased last month when the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, okayed the next step on the multi-billion dollar project. But pipeline proponents have a new problem, since FERC says it might not be the only agency deciding. Other agencies might be making some of the decisions, too.
There's a lot of unknowns there as far as what that would mean.
Joel Williams is assistant director of Utah's Water Resources Agency.
I don't know at this point how much it would change the process.
Now the state's asking FERC to promise that it's reviewing the entire 140-mile project, not just the hydroelectric facilities. The division's worried that agencies like the Bureau of Land Management and the Bureau of Reclamation will also have to sign off. That could mean more red tape, and it would take longer. Here's Williams again.
It leaves it a little bit up in the air for people that want to comment and to know, okay, well, who does have jurisdiction over that portion?
Last week, the state asked to postpone a February 9th deadline for public input until it's clear which agencies will be deciding the project's fate. Whether the pipeline's needed, who will pay for it, and how much it will impact the environment are all questions that the federal government's considering. Judy Faze, KUER News.